Cambridge Radio with Alex Elbro.
It's just gone 10:30 and it's time to talk to my guests, Melissa Santiago-Val and Janet Scotcher. Janet's from the Cambridge Design Rooms and Melissa is from the charity So Positive. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Good morning. Lovely to be here.
Now, we've met several times, many times, on various things, and we've said we must sort something out to come in and talk about all the great things you're doing.
Yeah.
So we're finally here. Especially Janet is, I can see where you work from where I am sitting, you know, diagonally obviously.
Yeah.
I could wave at you if I could see through the window properly. But so we couldn't get more local than this, could we?
No. Definitely.
And you've been there for how long now?
So we've had the business running for probably about 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
We've brought the piece of lovely kind of space back to life, and anyone who's kind of interested is welcome to have a look on our website. There's some nice pictures of the studio, and
our, such a great space.
Yeah, it's lovely, really nice, and it was just sitting kind of derelict really, so it's really nice to breathe some life back into it. And we're really all about sustainability.
This is Cambridge Design Rooms. Yeah.
But also we've kind of become quite well connected now with So Positive because we really share the same values around sustainability and upcycling and kind of giving people skills that make them feel good and make them feel kind of better about you know their sort of life in general really.
Yeah And Melissa, we were just saying that you started sort of, well, you were doing face masks during lockdown and in lovely materials.
Absolutely.
And then sending them out for charity, weren't you?
We
made huge amounts of money.
Lots of different charities across Cambridge. We did. We made about 14,000 masks and also raised £40,000 for the NHS. But it was really the sort of people coming together as a community that we saw that was very powerful, and also the great need for people to want to do something creative for their mental health.
Yeah.
And that was what really sort of sparked it off.
You see, lots of people have said that they've started whatever it was since lockdown and they needed to do something different. It always upsets me when people are cutting creative courses and arts courses and music, because that's what we did when that's what we turn to when we need a bit of comfort. So I hope anyone takes heed of that.
Well, in fact, so like stitching and men, this is the origins of occupational therapy within the NHS come from during the Second World War, when men with PTSD were actually started on a sewing program in secure hospitals, and that was the sort of therapeutic care that started off was using sewing. And there's a great exhibition at the Cambridge Museum which has a history about all of that. It's always worth looking at. So you know,
well, stitching is very mindful, isn't it? Stitching, knitting, crochet, all those sort of things, it is very mindful, isn't it? And
you really can't think about anything else. Yeah. I think that's the thing. And a few people who've come to some of our sort of sewing or upholstery classes have said the same thing. You come in and you cut, you know, you put your phone to the side. There's no phones. There's no screens. It's just you're embracing that kind of physical connection.
You can't sew and scroll at the same time.
No, there's not enough hands there. I mean, even I know people that knit and crochet and things in front of television. When I used to crochet, I couldn't do that.
Because
I feel like I wanted to get back to it, and I got all the stuff again, and then I haven't just had the time. But it is because I do it very slowly, and I have to kind of, I need to be mindful in it. So
that's the
whole point of it, isn't it? That I'm not doing that while doing something else. It is the kind of let's stop and do something.
Yeah.
So it works really well. Now, and you said, just to go back on full circle, you did the first things with Jane Horwood, who does Trash Chic, of course, who's been in here several times. So
we crossed paths. She's a great friend. And obviously we set the mask project up together, which was amazing. And Jane now runs Trash Chic, and we do different events together at the Grand Arcade doing the Let's Go Circular events. So, you know, very much about upcycling and looking at what we've got, repair what we wear, you know, thinking about how we do that, and she's very much in that area as well.
And so Positive came about, you say, and you set it up as a charity since then. Now, this course that, we're going to talk about two things, the course and the upholstery classes, but let's go with the course first. It's called Men's Hems, which is a brilliant name. Whoever thought that up?
I think Melissa gets the credit for that one, definitely.
So it's a free drop-in for men facing mental health challenges, but the idea is that you drop in and you do some fun, creative sewing, or learn like you say, learn some basic skills.
So we know that men's health, men's mental health is particularly difficult to talk about, and a lot of men are really struggling to find places to do that. There's some really great charities out there already
doing the men's sheds,
Andy's Man's Club, and there are different places, but there isn't really as much going on for people who want to do something creative. And we know that there's academic research showing that this really does help our mental health. It also can help our physical health, and obviously bringing people together. Yep. So we wanted to do that, and actually it just was such a great opportunity to do that at the Cambridge Design Rooms, because they've got a fantastic space, a similar ethos, brilliant tutors, you know, and actually, and for a charity like us, we're really small.
Yes.
And finding a business that we have a potential relationship that we can develop is so important, because funding is really hard. And actually this has been funded through CPSL Mind, which is amazing, and to have that, again, that working relationship with a bigger charity, mm-hmm. that means that we can, you know, get our message out to more people so that men can come and find this.
But CPSL Mind must be really pleased that, you know, this is just the sort of thing that they want people to do, you know.
Yeah.
This have is, local drop-in yeah. places for men to just come along, and you say you can learn basic stitching, yeah. which, you know, as you're saying, it was a thing that men always did, and then somehow it's become like gendered again.
Yeah,
and it doesn't need to be at all, no. because look at men's fashion. I mean,
men's
some of the big
is actually
huge, yeah. and look at all some of the men's designer, you know, Alexander yeah. McQueen, all the great designers that has been are all men.
Yes,
no, not all men. I'm not going to put down women, but you know what I mean.
There are a lot of men, and there is no reason why, you know, and we want people to feel that this is a space for men to come and create. And there are we're not going to necessarily be making well. Doesn't really matter what people want to make.
It depends on their level of skill and interest. They can start with something really simple. They can come along and maybe with a project they've already got. They could, you know, we've got sewing
and they don't have to sew. They don't have to know how to sew. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
You come without any skills. We've got a tutor, Colin. What's his nickname?
Is it repeatable on the radio? Remember,
yes,
it's morning.
Yes, it is. Colin Coleman Superstitch, we call him.
Oh, okay, that's all right.
Superstitch, yeah.
But he's come from a really interesting background, and he used to be a wardrobe mistress in London, and used to make all kinds of incredible costumes. More recently, he's been in sort of interiors, working for interiors companies and working for Heels, running sort of fabric.
I mean, you look at the Sewing Bee, which I absolutely love. That we were talking about programmes. I love it. I'm not I haven't sewn, and maybe I need to come on a course at some point, but because we never did it at school. We did hand sewing. We never did any more than hand sewing. That was it.
So we get a lot of people saying, and I'm one of them actually, that when they did sewing at school, it was just awful and it wasn't really their thing. And I think that's because it's at school and in education, it's often about doing something very specific and getting it perfect. And
getting it done and before the lesson ends as well.
About embracing imperfection. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at hand sewing skills, we're looking at mending, and there isn't necessarily one way of doing that. It'll be, well, what would you like it to look like? How do you want it to be finished? Do you want it to be visible, invisible, colourful, standing out, blending in? How do you want it to be? And actually working with the process is really important,
and that's really changed as well. People used to have, oh, you know, you can't have anything showing a repair. I think now everybody's embracing it, you know. People will do embroidery patches on holes, or because I was talking to Jane about this, saying, oh, I had a hole. She said, well, you know, stitch in some bright
visible mending.
Mending. I used to joke with my kids and say that I was always doing mine is my non-invisible mending, you know, for their if their trousers got ripped or their hems came down, I can just do the basic things. It's all you need. I can sew a patch on, and that, you know, if you're doing that, that can transform things.
It can,
and keep things going.
It also has a huge impact on textile waste. You know, this is another area that is really important to us and to Janet. About using what we have. You know, there is a lot of textiles out there, and it's great that we can take things to charity shops, but it's also about a better long term solution to us taking responsibility.
Because jeans and denim is a huge there's a huge problem with that, isn't there?
There is, and I think a lot more people are looking at that. And I mean, that even can be used to recover chairs and things. You can do anything with it.
And, you know, I'm looking at your fly here, and I saw it when I was looking at doing some background stuff for this. You know, you can use denim to make a great bag or a sort of a pocket thing to hang bits and pieces in, you know, like kitchen utensils or whatever, yeah. you know, anything.
And it's really hard wearing.
Yeah.
And we also, quite often we've used like a technique called sashiko, which is a type of Japanese stitching that was traditionally used for mending, but it's really decorative and it's really mindful. It's a hand stitching technique, but it's brilliant. And it's also really good for patching on jeans. Mm-hmm. And one of our volunteers who will be there for the first few weeks, Ollie, is brilliant at this. And he's done all sorts of fantastic things. So he'll be working with Colin. But, you know, there's also chat, tea, coffee. It's just a really lovely
and
place to be.
All of these things, when you get, although it's a drop-in, you know, you're saying, well, when we'll come to that in a minute, you need to register. But you make really good friends at those things. You don't yeah. have to, like, be on the same page for lots of things, but you're all doing the same sort of thing. And you sort of can talk about things without it being a big, you know, you're not opening a conversation, chatting, and often that's a spin-off of, yeah. oh, should we go and have a coffee somewhere else, or should we meet up another day and go for a walk or yeah. something? And, yeah.
and
the benefits of that, you can't,
yeah, in yeah, our other services, yeah. you know, we've got a So Positive community where people have made those connections, made those friendships. They start sharing their different skills. They encourage each other, learning different things, you know, very much about that.
And it's supportive and it's inclusive yeah. and it's not yeah. judgmental. And you're saying, I always think with these things, it's the process rather than the product. If you keep that in
absolutely.
Mind, yeah. you can just enjoy it. You haven't got to worry about finishing no. it, or it's got to be, like you said, perfect.
And if you're coming along to do something physical like that, even if you don't feel comfortable straight away kind of chatting to people, you've got something you can be doing. You can just come along and engage in the
yeah.
process.
I was going to say, no one's going to put you on the spot and make yeah. you kind of exactly. do a team building exercise or a
no
tell
way.
Me four things about you, you know, all that, which... I go to those courses and I think people think that they're icebreakers, but honestly, my stomach
really
goes to my, you know, my heart goes to my stomach at that point, and I'm like, oh, you know, and like, I don't know how to break that sometimes, but sometimes yeah. I think, can you just not do that? We'll talk over coffee or something rather than, you know, put
yeah,
that.
There so will be no icebreakers,
no,
we promise.
Yeah,
no.
Okay, no. But just some nice tea or coffee.
And
or
it's
whatever.
Free, and there's obviously all our materials. We've got sewing machines set up. We want to take away the fear from using those things. You know, we've got people there to help, volunteers.
Yeah, so it's a Tuesday evening, 7 yeah. till 9.
Yeah. That's it.
At Cambridge Design Rooms, which is Gwydir Street, and it's in the Enterprise Centre,
yes.
Which is... the gap between the if you go to down Mill to Gwydir Street from Mill Road End or the other end opposite the Alex Pub.
That's it.
That's absolutely right. Well described.
There's even free parking in the evening, I presume.
There is, yes, that's right, yes.
Yeah. So how do people register for this?
We've got a website on Linktree, which has got all the links to like booking into our courses. So if you just Google Linktree, So Positive.
And so, as I say, it's SEW.
SEW, yeah. Positive. Obviously, there'll be links on the Cambridge Design Rooms website, and yeah. also all our social media has got it.
Yeah.
So
you're all at your Instagram as well, because I think that's where I saw
yeah,
this and got in touch, because that's a good way to get in touch with you, if not, isn't it?
That's right, and direct messaging either to myself or to...
Yeah.
Melissa will get a
and
response.
If you're going through your GP, you can also do social prescribing. That's something that we do. We've got good relationships with GP services, so there's lots of different ways you can come to us, and we're happy with all of those.
I didn't ask when it starts.
The 28th.
So you've got a couple of weeks to get yourself organized.
Yeah.
And get registered and come along.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be absolutely brilliant. Now, Janet, tell us about the upholstery courses. We're running out of time a little bit, but...
Sorry.
No apologies. We could talk all morning yeah. about this, both of them.
So we've got an upholstery class. We've been running an evening class, which is now... pretty busy, which is great to see. So this is a daytime class running from 10 till 4 on a Thursday. There is parking available for people. You can come along with a project of your own, or you can send us a picture, send us a message, ask us what sort of thing you might want to start with. We have a lovely selection of dead stock fabrics that people can access if they would like to.
I just spotted that Masoni roll in there.
It's beautiful. And it's a very relaxed class. There'll be a maximum of 6 people in the class. We've got 3 spaces available. So if you're interested...
And how many weeks,
it's 10-week blocks, but you can book week to week, and you can. We just
oh, okay. So you don't
monthly,
have to do
so
it.
You don't have to commit as long yeah. as we get 48 hours notice if you book and then can't come
yes,
for any reason.
Yeah. Oh, that's great, because sometimes you know that think, well, in that 10 weeks, there's 2 or 3 weeks
yeah,
I'm not going to be able to do, so I won't bother
right.
doing
and
the whole thing.
And also, it's a big financial commitment
yeah,
to somebody
yeah,
because it's £75 a
yes,
session, which actually for a full day upholstery class is pretty reasonable, really.
Yeah.
So
you were saying that you can. Take something that you've always wanted to say upholster,
yeah.
or you can find people, you can sort of source things and show them where they can buy.
We can help people find something, yes. I mean, exactly. Emmaus is a really good source.
Of course,
or the British Heart Foundation shop, which is now next to Aldi. Both of them are really great places, and we can give people advice about, I mean, one of our first students who's now completed it actually started with an entire wing chair, which was actually my fault, really, because I said, yes, that's fine, and then was told, no, in certain terms by my husband, that
that's a bit tricky.
That was quite a big tricky. So, but
I'm going to say it's a lovely thing to have done, though.
Yes, and it's
you
fantastic.
See them, don't you? You always think, now, if I could get that in it.
And in fact, she just sent me the picture, so we'll be putting that up on our website as well. It's a fantastic transformation. So yes, it's a great thing to do. It's a real kind of dying art upholstery, and it's a fantastic skill and a really great way to...
But there's so many programmes. I talked about the sewing, but there's so many programmes on telly, you know, the repair shop
the repair
and all this.
Shop,
And then there's, I was thinking about that, the interior design one, which is both...
Design master, interior design masters.
Yes, yeah, which is also, they're kind of, I mean, a lot of it is a staple gun and a thing, which I'm, you know, maybe use. Yeah.
You can do it that way.
Yeah, definitely. It has its place.
Yeah, exactly.
It?
Yeah. Exactly.
And then there's a lady who gets things out of the dump. I can't remember what that programme is
called. Oh, yes, yeah. I mean, Money for Nothing.
Oh,
I mean, I watch all of those.
Oh,
I'm an expert in all daytime telly like that. Yeah. So, you know, people are, you know, we're watching it, so why not actually do it?
Because come along and have a go.
Yeah, and they have, you know, the Money for Nothing one, where they take it to all these these people that are all doing this now in lovely places like yourself, you know, have brought back to life warehouses and are creating things that are really stunning for and you know, there's obviously Patrick on the SoMB who does the community clothing now.
Yes, he does. That's a fantastic adventure.
Yeah.
And I'm going to plug his book because it is so good. It's called Less, and it's all about, you know, how as a community and a society we need less in terms of our textiles and our expectations on fast fashion, you know, that sort of thing, and how we can change that. And we all have the power. It doesn't have to cost the earth, you know, for doing
and
these
on
things.
That subject, as a sort of final plug, we do have a fantastic selection of amazing fabrics and leathers and everything, and they're all kind of dead stock fabrics and leathers that my husband has acquired over the years as an upholsterer in London. And we do, you know, those are available if people want to come along and have looks. If you're thinking about doing a project, even if you're not thinking about coming to a class, if you message us, you can make an appointment and come and
lovely.
Look at
and you said there are evening classes. I know you said that's full, but
well, it's not full, but
busy. If anyone wanted to join an evening class instead of a daytime, that's
available as well, and that's from 6 till 8 on a Thursday evening. Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, thank you both very much.
Thank you.
You're very inspiring. If I had the time, I would be coming. Maybe one day I will come and do a project with you, because I would absolutely
great.
Love that. So thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Alex.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting us.
Cambridge Radio.